WOR's War Services and News Division presents an address entitled New York, the World's Greatest Recreation Center, by the Honorable Fiorello H. LaGuardia, Mayor of the City of New York. Mayor LaGuardia.
Monday is Labor Day. And that, of course, brings a long weekend. Now, all plans we would have had under normal conditions, of course, this year just cannot be carried out. With the rationing of gas and a shortage of tires and limitation on travel, the usual long trips is just impossible. Now, I was thinking about that, and yet there's nothing to be gloomy about, for right here in New York City, we have everything that one could enjoy in the country without any of the discomforts. So, to the people of the city of New York and to the metropolitan area, I just want to plan with you this evening a weekend program. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And, of course, employers know that the Saturday generally starts very early Friday, and there isn't much work done on Friday afternoon. I want to call attention to the preparations that we've made for the people of the entire metropolitan area. Now, Saturday, at Sunday, and Monday. Now, first, we've prepared ample parking space in Manhattan for all of our friends in the metropolitan area who would come in by car. There'll be facilities for several hundred cars on the south side of all streets, 40th Street to 53rd Street, inclusive, from 3rd to 9th Avenue, and the south side of 35th and 36th Street, from 3rd to 6th Avenue, and the south side of 37th Street, from 3rd to 7th Avenue. Now, in addition to that, we've provided free parking spaces in Queens at the termini of our subway lines, the 6th and 8th Avenue lines, at 169th Street and other stations. And at Flushing, the Interborough and the BMTs at their main street terminus, other stations, and the parking lots used during the World's Fair. And the IRT Astoria line at Ditmars Boulevard and other stations. There'll be free parking space there, which the city will provide and guard the cars while they're left there. In the Bronx, at the White Plains line of the IRT at the East 241st Street and other stations, the Jerome Avenue IRT at Woodlawn and other stations, at Pelham Bay Line, at Pelham Bay Park and other stations, and IRT 7th Avenue Line, at West 242nd Street and other stations, and at the 8th Avenue Grand Course at 205th Street and other stations. And the idea is you drive up with your car, you may leave your car there, then take the subway and have a comfortable or an uncomfortable trip down into the city, according to the hours that you come in. But you get there, and you get there rapidly and safely. I've told you about Queens. Now, when you get to New York, you just plan out. Suppose you plan to go to the country. You want to go to the shore. Well, we have plenty of shores right within the city limits. You want to go to the mountain and you want a rustic environment. Well, we'll provide that for you. Or perhaps you wanted to take a airplane trip and go to a European capital and get all of the luxuries that it would provide. Well, we have that for you. So if you come to New York just for recreation and you want to go to the shore, there is Coney Island, and there's beautiful Reese Park in the Rockaways, and South Beach in Staten Island, and Wolf Pond Park, and Rockaway Beach. Now, if you don't like the surf and you prefer a swimming pool, well, we have 24 swimming pools available, and you may use them. I cannot, in the time I have, describe all of our beautiful parks, but any kind of scenery that you would like, you'll find in any of our many, many municipal parks with boating facilities and bicycle paths and so on. Now, there are 18 fine, legitimate shows, and most of them will have special Labor Day matinees. Of the 18 shows, I'll tell you that every one of them are good. And then there's the ice show at Madison Square Garden, and movies of every kind, nature, and description, and all of the amusements at Coney Island. Now, restaurants and hotels and foods. Now, I've had the representatives of the hotels and restaurants down to my office today. Now, I know that this is not necessary for me to say, but there are always people who imagine things and then start to talk. I can assure you that the prices in our restaurants and our hotels will be no higher than they are normally. In other words, you know, New York City is not a hick town. We don't jump the prices because the county fair is here or anything like that. We just don't do that. The food is good and the service are excellent, and I can assure you they'll be the very normal prices of that particular place. So you need have no worry about that. Then there are the beautiful boat rides around the island. Now, that may seem strange for me to talk about that, but I'll tell you that very few people living in the metropolitan area have ever taken a boat trip around Manhattan. Try it. And then there's that trip to Staten Island on the municipal ferry, just a nickel. Oh, I suppose somebody who commutes from Staten Island say, well, does the mayor get on the air and use precious air time to tell him about a ride to Staten Island? Yes, it's a thrill. It's a thrill. I'm not talking to the commuters of Staten Island now, because I suppose you want to do something else. But for people who would like to get a view of the lower harbor with its many, many activities now, that ride is worthwhile. Then there's the trip to the Statue of Liberty. Oh, the Statue of Liberty. That's nothing new. Say, I bet you nickel. You listening to me? Bet you never been there. Bet you never been there. You know, very few people have ever been to the Statue of Liberty. Take the kids out there. They'll get a thrill. They'll like it. Now, baseball. The Dodgers versus the Giants at the Polo Grounds on September the 5th and the 6th. Now, if you have a weak heart and high blood pressure, don't go to see that game. But if there's any young man who's thinking about joining the Commandos, say, you go there. You might see a sortie by DeRocher. I call him DeRocher. Making a sortie and then a commando attack against the Empire. So you might get your first lesson in commando attacks. But those games are going to be thrillers. And the Athletics will be playing the Yankees at the Yankee Stadium on September the 7th. That's going to be a good game because Joe McCarty has personally promised me that he would increase that lead. You know, that lead is just a little too small now to be comfortable. Now, if you want to see a fine amateur games, the Sanitation against the Fire Department will be played at the Polo Grounds on September the 7th. This is an amateur game, but the fire department says that the sanitation boys are professional. I don't know where they got that, but anyhow, that's an old feud that's been going a long time. It's going to be a hot game. Tennis will be the national championship games will be at the Forest Hill Stadium at finals on September the 7th. Concerts will be 16 concerts on Saturday, on Sunday, September the 6th. If you're in town, you want to go to church, no matter what your religion is, you'll find that church within sight of where you happen to be in New York City. And on Saturdays, of course, if you want to go to synagogues, there are plenty of them, too, in New York City. So Saturday or Sunday, you can attend to your religious duties without any inconvenience and within walking distance of where you happen to be. On Sunday, the New York City Symphony will play at the Brooklyn Museum, free. The New York City Symphonic Band at the Brooklyn Museum, free. The Summer Park Concert, Thomas Jefferson in Park in Brooklyn, free. The Victory Concert Metropolitan Museum, free. The U.S. Treasury Concert Prospect Park Band Shell, free. The Summer Park Concert at Poe Park in the Bronx, free. And on Monday, the Summer Park Concert in Prospect Park, free. The Nuremberg Memorial Concert at the Symphony Orchestra, free. And the Harvest Dance Festival at Prospect Park, all free. Now, on Sunday, of course, Monday, all the defense workers are going to celebrate Labor Day by working at their plants and working harder. That's their contribution. But on Sunday, Labor will hold a great celebration in the Central Park Mall in Manhattan at 2 p.m. It's Labor Salute, the Armed Force, and all of the unions and locals of the CIO in a joint rally with USO will pay their tribute to the armed forces. I'm informed that it is a very attractive program with leading stars taking part, and that it will be a most impressive celebration. Now, on Saturday, it occurred to me that we could combine this holiday and also make it very useful. Now, on Saturday, I have arranged with all of the leading stores in New York City to have special features and bargains, and say they're going to be real bargains. I looked these owners and operators of the department stores right smack in the eye, and I says, look here, if you're going to publish bargains, I want you to make good on that. I don't want to tell people to come to New York and have bargains. And they looked me right in the eye, and they're going to do it, and I know them. And if they told me they're going to do it, I know they're going to do it. So here's an opportunity to do some fine shopping. You know, it's just about the time of the year when we all have to shop. I asked my wife about it. That's what gave me the idea. She was telling me how many things we need in the house. And I says, well, why don't you go and shop? Well, she says, I'm waiting for bargain days. So that gave me the idea. And I asked the department stores, and they say, Jess, and just a lot of otherwise, just like fine. So here's the opportunity. So watch for your newspapers and see these bargains, because at this time, there's a great many things we want to buy. Oh, there's kids. You got to get the kids ready for school. They need a lot of things. And then all these household utensils we've been given to the government, aluminum, rubber, and all that sort of thing. Now, we need those. We have to replace them with articles made of other material. And so shoes for the children. Now, if you take your children to buy shoes, be sure and bring the children along. Don't go into the store and say, give me a pair of shoes for a 12-year-old boy, because chances are they won't fit them. I'm talking from experience, because when I was out in Arizona, my mama used to buy shoes from Sears Roebuck, Montgomery Ward, and Coach and Company, and they never fit. So I always have a great deal simply for the kids. Now, these bargains will be really honest-to-goodness bargains, and everything that you will need about this time will be offered to you at special rates. Now, New York City wants to welcome you. First, we want to make it comfortable for our own people. We want them to enjoy it. Of course, we're in war. We know that. And this suffering and this hardship and this sorrow all over the world, we're not overlooking that one moment. But we can make it as happy as conditions will permit. And to our neighbors and commuters, say to you commuters who work here in New York, just spend some time and get to know the town that you work in. And we're going to welcome you all, and I assure you we will give you all a good time, and I know you will enjoy it. You can take it over. I don't know what the signal is, but you may take it over now. Good night.
WOR's War Services and News Division has presented an address by the Honorable Fiorello H. LaGuardia, Mayor of the City of New York. Mayor LaGuardia's address was entitled, New York, the World's Greatest Recreation Center. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.